blessings. And I know when I get my son back, I ain't gonna get to see him. All this pain getting deep in my heart, I barely get to sleep. I just wanna cook, got on the phone, I need him help me. Taking all these burgers in her body, she fighting pain pills. Standing in the thunder that day, I know her.
Okay, now we're back. And this is season one, episode two. And next up, we're going to talk about 6ix9ine. Mm-hmm. You know, the guy with the rainbow hair, the funny kid running around that everybody says the biggest snitch in America. Mm-hmm. Man. So what do you actually think about 6ix9ine?
I think if he wanted to tell on somebody who kidnapped him and tried to kill his mama. Wait, did they try to kill his mama?
Yeah.
Then he could tell on somebody who did that.
Man, I'm going to give y'all my honest opinion. Dude, music is funny. I love his music. He make good music. Mm-hmm. He's a funny Instagrammer. First of all, this gone upon me. Y'all, I ain't a street dude, so don't holler at me in that type of way. But me personally, if you try to kill my mama, kill me, you rob me for millions of dollars, and you have sex with my baby mama, and you think I'm about to do 45 years for you?
Nah, man. But what? Then, if he...
I don't care. Bye.
If he rapping about the street life, then it is some type of code you should live up to. Like, don't be rapping about it and then you not about it.
Rapping about it, guess what?
Like, Megan Thee Stallion, I don't think she rap about the street code like that. So when she told, it was like, okay.
But check this out, as a normal kid, if rap about the street make me money, yeah. I'm going around rap about everything in the street.
But he just acted too, like, street thug with it.
He knew he wasn't no street thug. Everybody knew he wasn't no street thug. High people in the game been telling us that 6ix9ine is not a street dude before he got locked up.
Yeah, they was showing pictures of him looking real.
They say he did a good job. Mm-hmm. I believe he did a good job.
Good job what?
The way he carried himself. Knowing he was a street dude, but was able to go hard on Instagram. There was a show for y'all for more money.
So would you snitch on Stan? And if millions of people like know you and you famous, would you snitch on Stan?
Would I snitch?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have no reason to snitch because I wouldn't be in that position.
Nah, but for real, if it came down to that, would you snitch?
Would I snitch?
On your brother.
I wouldn't snitch on my brother.
And they trying to give you 45 years. And they say, okay, good hand, we're going to give you
45 years? I wasn't even there. I wasn't even in the situation.
They say, okay, good hand, you got to give up your brother.
Give up my brother. What y'all going to do? What y'all want me to tell you? I don't know nothing because I wasn't there.
So you do 45 years?
I wasn't there.
I can't do it.
I wasn't there.
I don't think I could do it.
I wasn't there.
I can't be responsible.
You want me to say my brother did something and I wasn't there. I can't tell you he did it because I wasn't there. So let me go.
It don't work like that.
Take me to, it do work like that. If I wasn't there, I wasn't there. You going to give me 45 years for not knowing?
Come on now.
I got concrete evidence
that you was there.
What concrete evidence you got?
So you would do 40. Basically,
somebody looked like me.
You do 45 years.
Do I do 45 years? What you mean? Yeah. What 45 years? I wasn't there. Lawyer!
Wow. Let me tell y'all, I wouldn't do 45 years for my sister. If I had to snitch on my sister, then I'm going to have to snitch on her because I got a life on my own. I can't be responsible for your actions if you did wrong. Word. I can't do it.
6ix9ine, I salute you, boy, because I ain't even going to lie, though. I thought you was going to get out and do some gospel music.
He got out and did a video.
Man, you done did the same music, boy. You lit with it. The only thing you don't say no more is Treyway.
Why he can't say Treyway?
He Treyway because he about to go do them 45 years. You say Treyway.
Oh, what, this is probation? It's gang activity?
Yeah, he was never Treyway from the beginning.
So who is Treyway? I keep hearing Treyway.
Yeah, Treyway is a blood gang.
And he thinks.
And you know, Treyway is also shoddy. Was also serving a 15-year prison.
So they gave him 15 years. Are you serious?
15 years. And like he said, he didn't snitch. He ain't had to snitch. He got snitched on.
Oh, for real?
Do you not know 6ix9ine went to jail by himself?
So
snitch not. So you trying to be like everybody. You trying to.
No, I meant 6ix9ine. I've never even heard snitch 9.
Yeah, that's what everybody calling him.
6ix9ine.
Right? Or snitch 9.
Snitched on Treyway, or whatever his name is, Shoddy. And they gave him 15 years.
He got over like 10 people indicted.
Hi, the big people. Do you know people is gonna try to kill this guy?
You don't think they trying to kill him now?
I know that he is.
Right, my dude got bodyguards all over him. He just went to Chicago, Vegas, LA.
One thing I do is pay a bodyguard.
That's what
he
doing.
If you tell a guy, no, I'm saying if you tell somebody, all right, I know you a bodyguard for 6ix9ine, but I pay you more than he pay you for you to kill him or leave the scene so somebody else could kill him. That's all they gotta do.
Let me tell you something though, 6ix9ine is smart.
He ain't that smart.
Let me tell you how smart. All his bodyguards, no matter where they going, they wear headbands, so you would not even know who his bodyguard is. So you won't even have the time out to think about, oh, who his bodyguard is. Let me check all right,
but
that.
What about a random shooting?
A random shooting? His bodyguards got full bulletproof everything.
No, I'm saying 6ix9ine. What's
that? Oh, so you're saying, like, what if he go into one of these malls and a big shootout just happened?
No, what if he at a mall and somebody say 6ix9ine here and somebody's walking past and pop and that's it?
You know how many people had the opportunity to do that?
Look.
Lil Reese could have did it.
Look, something.
He went to everybody's state where they say he couldn't go and he did it. No matter if he posted the video after he left, he still did it.
What
rapper don't need bodyguards?
All right, XXX didn't have a bodyguard.
But now he dead.
Yeah.
Pop Smoke, bodyguards was in the house.
What about Nipsey?
Nipsey Hussle didn't have a bodyguard next to him.
So you telling me all three of these people? I know XXX, but Nipsey did not have a bodyguard.
Yeah, he never had to walk around with a bodyguard. He had respect, but at the end of the day, he died because he didn't have no bodyguard.
That's some crazy stuff.
Now you telling me if you get famous right now, you're not going to have a bodyguard?
Man, if I got famous, it ain't going to be for rapping. When they rapping about gangs and stuff.
But even the people who don't rap about gangs got bodyguards. Beyonce got bodyguards.
I wouldn't be, okay. Maybe. I'd probably hire y'all, to be honest.
That's a bad choice, but I wouldn't recommend that. Not me. I ain't be no bodyguard. You can't pay me $1 million to be a bodyguard.
Now, why you lying?
You can't pay me none of that. Cody, hey, one of the bros just walked in the room. I'm gonna ask him, how do you feel about rappers without bodyguards?
XXX didn't have a bodyguard, or Nipsey, or
Pot Smoke had a bodyguard, but his bodyguards was out the way.
I mean, I think it depends on what type of rapper you are.
That's what I say. I said, depending on what type of celebrity you are.
Are you a rapper that talk trash and that's gonna put yourself in a position where somebody might want to shoot you? Or is you a laid back type of guy like
J. Cole?
Like J. Cole or something. Don't nobody want to hurt J. Cole.
Well, what about Jay Z? He got bodyguards. He cool.
But he a billionaire, though. But he a billionaire. You could kidnap him and hold him for ransom for $500 million.
Mm-hmm. That sounds believable. But far as I think every rapper should have a bodyguard due to the fact of, say for instance, Lil Durk, I believe he should have a bodyguard too.
Who said he don't?
Nah, man, that would hurt his image.
How?
Lil Durk don't get bodyguard.
Look, it ain't even about killing people no more. Let's talk about this. Rappers is out here getting a chain snatch.
Who gives a crap about
people dying just to get their chain snatched?
But like I just said, that would hurt his image.
So he don't have a bodyguard? Is that what y'all saying?
I don't know they do. I've never seen them with one.
Part of the street code.
5-0-Wider?
Mm-hmm.
It coming in here?
No. Now, that's part of the street code. Like, right now, somebody's snitching right now. There's another 6ix9ine in this neighborhood because the police driving through. 6ix9ine is the smartest dude I know when it comes to this real music industry with the bodyguards and everything. I respect him. Now, how do you feel about 6ix9ine? Because that's what the topic about.
Me? He a cornball, man. He a cornball, straight up.
Man, you going that hard on him? Why you got to be a cornball?
Man, there's certain ways that you go about stuff. He getting a lot of fame and a lot of clout and a lot of recognition right now off of doing things that's known to have got other guys in the street killed. So he really making a mockery out of guys that come from the hood like ourselves.
You right about that.
We can't do a lot. If we made videos doing the stuff that he's talking about right now, we'd be dead.
But for the money, would you do it?
Nah, not me.
If Instagram pay you millions of dollars, you ain't go to people who hate you hood and do some funny stuff.
With me, nah, man, because you got to live that down for the rest of your life. When you put something on the internet, it's there forever. So for the rest of your life, you're going to be that person that did whatever for some money.
That sounds about right. All right, so a question that we ask each other. If you was in 6ix9ine shoes, right?
Yeah.
somebody had sex with your baby mama, tried to kill your mama, tried to kill you, stole from you, after you was feeding these people, would you take 45 years or would you snitch too? And let's be realistic about
it. I'm snitching.
Now that's different. That's different.
That's different? So why do you hate him then? You hate him because
he
snitched.
I never said hate.
Why he a cornball?
I said he a cornball.
Because he snitched.
He
right?
cornball because of the way that he getting his fame right now. I ain't say he a cornball for ditching 40 years in jail. Ain't no, nah, I ain't sitting in jail for nobody. Especially if you were snaking me.
All right, so how what would you say? Keep his name or change it?
From 6ix9ine?
Snitch9 or 6ix9ine?
Knowing him, he'll probably do it for the clout.
What would you change his name to if you had a choice?
96.
If you see him, what would you call him? 6ix9ine or Snitch?
Man, I wouldn't even acknowledge, bro, if I seen him.
Yeah, me
neither. I'd walk right past. Just like when me and you saw, what's the game?
Lil Nas X.
Me and you saw Lil Nas X. I ain't shake his hand, and yeah. I ain't get no picture.
I took a picture.
I don't care about these things.
I took a picture.
He did this regular boy. Just stupid.
Yeah, he
boys.
Did have some busted old shoes on.
Yeah, he up in there looking like.
He talking about something. Take a picture of my upper body. Don't get the lower section.
We weren't even at Lenox. We was at Greenbrier.
What he doing shopping at Greenbrier Mall?
Why he up in Green? He ain't got no money.
And let's not forget, he was coming from where they buy chains at. Now, every jewelry in Greenbrier Mall is fake.
For
real. He walked in the Adidas store.
Now, don't do that to him. You wasn't doing that when you was asking for a picture.
I wasn't, but I sure took a picture of him in that mall, so he can't say he wasn't in it.
He said take a upper body picture?
Yeah.
Why?
Because of the shoes he had on.
what he had on?
I know they wasn't good shoes. He looked like he needed a haircut, too.
He was looking right.
Hey, what if he really broke? He only had maybe two good songs. I don't even think he done had it.
They gave him $1 million for it and caught it a day.
For real? How you know this?
He said I was on pocket. I went from $2 in my bank account to a million off that one hit.
So
and Panini was not a hit.
Not at all. He only got one song.
And that barely was a hit. That Old Town Road was a hit.
No, that's a hit.
It was a hit for us, but it became a hit in the industry, in the music industry, when a real country artist got on it.
Yeah.
But look, let's get off Lil Nas X. Let's get back on 6ix9ine. Like, but dude really out here wilding. Like, when I tell you he going to Chicago, L.A., like, what he doing is disrespectful. I get y'all that. But to me, it's funny. Because all y'all said y'all was going to do something when you come, but nobody did nothing yet.
False.
False? Who did something?
Man, where he be at? You ain't seen him on no crowded street. When he was in Chicago, where he was at?
The block little Reese.
Where he was at?
The block little Reese got beat up.
You saw the video.
The block little Reese got beat up.
He was on some back alley where the garage is at, in the alley with nobody back there, with a bunch of security guards behind the camera. He ain't hit the block by himself.
You're right.
You go, go where I'm from on the west side in K-Town and hit one of them blocks. Where it's always somebody else.
He messed up because that means he got to have bodyguards for life and he ain't going to have that money like
that. If I'm a celebrity, I'm going to have bodyguards forever.
I might go to his page, y'all.
Man, first of all, let's go to his page. Let's talk about his Instagram page right now, y'all. He the first person to pop up on my Instagram.
24 million followers. That's crazy.
Because people love to see what he doing. Like, I love it too. I ain't even going to care. He going to get DJ Academic Kurt, though. The only person.
What's the connection? Why is that the only person he followed?
Because, you know, they like real cool, like some best friend type stuff.
I had no idea.
And DJ Academic always plays 6ix9ine song. Like, DJ Academic is the only person that 6ix9ine would be around without a bodyguard.
How'd they get close?
They've been close since before he got famous. It's so real, he gave DJ Academic a free feature on his birthday. But look, y'all know he dropping his album September 4th called Tattletales. Featuring, like, some of the good artists that he got on there, Nicki Minaj, Megan Thee Stallion, and NBA Youngboy. It's going to be nice. I can't wait to listen to it, though. But 6ix9ine, stop trolling.
6ix9ine,
he making fun of Lil Reese.
Lil Reese, when Lil Reese got... beat up and Dookie on himself.
For real, when?
Last year.
I'm about to watch that video.
But you can't. Hey.
They got
five. Literally, he's like 103 pounds, man.
All right, so, boom. Tell me what y'all think about this. What do y'all think about Lil Durk comment that he made earlier today as in September? As in what today's date is? 29th. As in August 30th. Lil Durk made a statement on Instagram saying 6ix9ine label offer him $3 million to troll with 6ix9ine. Do y'all believe that?
I think they paying him for that video he just put out about 6ix9ine.
I think that troll, him saying that was worth $3 million. Yeah.
Nah, that wasn't worth $3 million. If you ain't paying him $3 million, man, he got to go back and forth for at least 3 months.
I think he trolling enough for me. That's some crazy stuff right there.
They probably did offer him, man, because that's how he worked.
I don't believe that.
6ix9ine worked off of trolling and clout. That's how he make his money. So it would make sense. He needs somebody to keep going.
Well, what about the whole industry period? What 6ix9ine doing? Y'all don't think all this is put together to be a troll?
Wait, what? 6ix9ine?
All this is trolling because he would have been touched if they really wanted to touch him.
Not really. Because where he be at? Where he live? How you going to touch somebody you don't know
he
where he
still live at? In New York.
New York pretty
New York
big.
Is not big.
Yeah, it is.
It ain't hard to find somebody in the state of New York. Everybody cousins.
Why they beat Lil Reese up like that?
Mm-hmm. Instagram popping.
Dang, they beat him up and he boo boo. So, whoa.
Man, but this is some crazy stuff, y'all. Like, do I say keep his name or change it to 6ix9ine? I'll let him keep his name. Because, like, let y'all have sex with my baby mama.
And I get family. Care about you.
You don't even care about your baby mom.
Man, I care about her. Look, off her though. 6ix9ine, I'm all for whatever you're doing. Keep up the good trolling, man. But you got to chill out just a little bit because in the next 2 years, we're going to be saying RIP. That's just it. You're going to walk the wrong block and somebody's going to knock you out.
Whatever you put out there, what you gonna get back? So
you is. What goes around comes around. This ain't no hula hoop. You gotta chill. And whoever write his music, stop. Like, write a gospel hit for him.
All right, dude. You think we gonna take him serious?
Oh, he gotta do something.
That's
different.
That's like Kanye doing.
He gotta do something.
Hey.
Different.
All right, let me not talk about Kanye.
Get off of Kanye, but you gotta do something different. You can't keep doing whoever writing for him. Stop writing for him. Write something different. Write about what's in the street.
A gospel music song though, that's too far. He's not gonna do that. And if he did, who gonna take him serious?
You know how many views he would get?
Okay.
He would break the chart way past when you break it. Everybody, 6ix9ine doing the gospel music? I wanna
hear. Yeah, because they wanna see ya.
Hey man, he got a voice. He got the voice that can reach the masses.
He might even write it in Mexican language. But my boy, you gotta stop with
you. Are you a 6ix9ine fan?
I've been a
6ix9ine fan.
So why are you talking about him?
I'm not talking about him in a bad way. I'm just saying, just chill out a little bit. Because I still want to hear your music. I don't want you to die, but you're going to end up dead.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Are you a 6ix9ine fan?
No, man.
Name one song.
I think he cute, but I ain't a fan of him. I think he cute.
You think a little Mexican boy cute?
Yeah, if he maybe... cut his hair off.
Oh, no.
All that hair is disgusting.
No. He ain't got rainbow hair no more.
Like
he wear yarn. He put yarn in his head.
Yeah, he look like a clown.
But y'all got to do better. Please, man. 6ix9ine, we don't need you out here going crazy. Man, I'm getting some comments from my last video, but people DM inboxing me talking about so I must be bored. I'll make sure y'all just listen to the one before this. And look, matter of fact, y'all shout y'all Instagram names up, man.
Oh, KLOWE1213.
That's a KLOW, whatever you say. Meong. You got your boy Chase Dog.
Cheese Dog.
Cheese Dog.
CHISEDOG.
And you got your boy C Riddle Artist. That's C R E A. LDAARTIST. Y'all make sure y'all follow us. I'm gonna put all our Instagram name in the description below. Make sure y'all follow my page. Make sure y'all subscribe. Click the notification bell. Man, we finna come back with more videos. But make sure y'all go do that. Every video gonna be 20 minutes or better. Even if we stop at 19 minutes and 50 seconds, we're gonna let the rest of the 10 seconds slide out. Now let's ride out. Cash App name is money sign CR, capital CR, EAL, capital THE, capital ARTIST. Y'all send me tips. We take tips, everything. Come on, y'all. Show some support. We need some more gigs, some more stuff to go for our podcast. So y'all make sure y'all send us some gifts, whatever y'all want to send.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.